This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Beach. Americans already divided over the upcoming presidential elections are now reacting to news that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a staunch liberal icon on the court for nearly three decades, has died. In a statement, the court said Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C., due to complications of pancreatic cancer. U.S. President Donald Trump, with reporters after a campaign rally in Minnesota, paid tribute to her.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agree or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
Still, the discussions by professional social media and armchair pundits quickly turned to whether President Trump will tip the court even more conservative with a nominee of his own and whether the U.S. Senate will actually confirm her. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When Antonin Scalia died during the 2016 race, President Obama nominated Merrick Garland for Scalia's seat and hopefully looked to the GOP-led Senate.
I hope they're fair.
The very next day,
the Senate will not confirm this nominee.
John Cornyn and fellow Republicans did not even give Garland a hearing, saying the next president should get to make the pick. This year, though, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the full Senate will vote on a Trump High Court nominee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And calling Ginsburg a beloved figure, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told reporters in Wilmington, Delaware, there is no doubt that the voters should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the U.S. Senate to consider. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April. As of now, several trials are underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. There are more than 950,000 confirmed deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 and more than 30.4 million confirmed infections globally. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. The residents have been told to stay mostly at home. The Jewish New Year traditionally seen as a time for families to come together. The lockdown that initially was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week alone, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000. The Associated Press took a closer look at allegations that a doctor in the U.S. state of Georgia had been giving detained immigrant women unwanted hysterectomies. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
A review by the Associated Press did not find evidence of mass hysterectomies, as alleged by Dawn Wooten, a nurse who worked at the Irwin County Detention Center in Georgia. But a review of medical records and interviews with lawyers did confirm that at least four women received surgeries that they never sought or didn't understand, although some of the procedures could have been justified based on problems documented in the records. Interviews with detainees and their lawyers suggested that some women came to fear the doctor. A 39-year-old woman from Cuba was told she would undergo an operation to treat ovarian cysts, but a month later, with scars on her abdomen, she's still not sure what procedure she got. Medical experts say the women's lack of consent or knowledge raises severe legal and ethical issues. I'm Jennifer King.
The Netherlands launched a bid Friday to hold Syria responsible under international law for gross human rights violations. The Dutch said that they decided to take action after an attempt to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court, which was vetoed in the UN Security Council. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.